Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When I was 17, I started working at my local grocery store. About 3 weeks in, I got transferred from the front end, baggers, cashiers, to produce. My first week in produce, I met all the people in my department and all was going well.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
One night on my second week in produce, I was closing alone when this girl comes in. In my back turned to her, I hear, "Oh, you're new. When did you start?" I turn around and we start to have a conversation while I put the last few things from my cart on the shelf. I had about 10 minutes left on my shift and I was trying to go downstairs to crush my boxes, but this girl continued to talk and took no social cues that I was trying to leave. I finally got tired of listening to her talk and I started to pull my cart through the produce section, as she slowly follows, still talking. Eventually, we get to the doors, employees only, and I start to make my way through, and she comes in right after me. I explain that unfortunately she can't come this way and that she needs to just go check out, as our store was closing soon. So she says bye and leaves, and I thought that was odd, but maybe she's just a bit weird. After that, I just go home and don't think about it. 2 days later, I'm closing again, and the same thing happens. This time, she asks for my phone number. I explain that I don't have a phone at this time, hence why I had a job so I could get one. "Okay, well, would you want to hang out when you get off?" I felt kind of bad at this point, as I thought she was just a bit odd and maybe looking for friends. I tell her maybe next time, as my mom was picking me up. So every night I worked, she would come in and just pick up one grapefruit and then walk around, basically acting like she was either on the phone or pretending to shop, then casually stop by me. It got old really quick, to the point of where I would hide in the hallway and watch her till she left. Eventually, other people in my store heard about her and rumors went around that she was stalking me. The deli manager explained that she and her boyfriend, he also worked in the deli, also had been stalked by her for a number of months. Eventually, she stopped coming by at night as I was always hiding when she did come. A few weeks go by and I had just gotten off work. Early shift for a change, and my friends were meeting me at work to hang out after. Two guys and one girl. So I head out to the parking lot and meet up with them when my stalker comes out of nowhere and hugs me. "I haven't seen you at work in so long." "Oh yeah, they switched my hours, so now I don't work late anymore." Well, one thing leads to another and my girlfriend starts to talk to her and basically invites her to hang out with us. She jumps on the opportunity and so we all start walking back to my friend's house to hang in the backyard, as it was a nice summer night. The night wasn't bad, and we all just hung out, and I kind of avoided the stalker as much as possible, while my friend kept her entertained. The night came on pretty fast, and eventually it was 1 a.m., and my friend's mom came out and told us that we had to leave. Me and my two male friends and stalker head out, and we're waiting at the bus stop that my friend needed to catch when the stalker girl explains that she can't go home this late and that she needed to stay over. So I beg my other friend to stay with me, which he agrees to. We wait for the bus to pick up my other friend, then head to my house. Things get super weird at this point. Basically, this girl refused to sleep on the floor and only wanted to sleep in bed with me. I eventually gave up and said okay, while my friend slept on the floor. So I'm laying in bed and this girl stands up and just takes her bra and shirt off, and then pants, and gets in bed with me. At first I was pretty dumbfounded and didn't know what to do, so I acted like I didn't notice, and she started trying to kiss me and have me grope her. At this point, I realized this girl had issues. Don't know if they were mental or just social, but I didn't really want to find out. I gently push her off me and explain that I'm trying to sleep. She wouldn't take the hint though, and just kept insisting that we cuddle. I was getting fed up, so eventually I woke my friend up. Pretty sure he wasn't even asleep. "Nathan, you awake?" He sits up. "Yeah, why?" So she covers up with the blanket so he doesn't see her naked. Then I basically explain that I wanted to go for a walk. On our way out, I tell him to get his bike. So now me and Nathan are walking with our bikes and the girl beside us. I'm thinking of ways we can get rid of her. At first, I suggested that me and him just take a walk in the alley and go pee, but she says she's scared and wants to go with us. Eventually, while walking and talking, she says how she was running track in high school. "Oh, so you run track. I bet that you can't beat us at the end of the block then." At this point, Nathan looks at me and smirks as he knows we're about to ditch this girl. For it to be 3:30 a.m., this girl was excited as shit to go sprinting. She takes off running for the end of the block, and we take off in the opposite direction, back towards my house. We rush back inside and hide our bikes in my house, instead of the porch, and go to the living room, making sure not to turn on any lights. We sit in the living room, talking about how crazy this chick is, when she suddenly starts banging on my door. We stayed quiet for what seemed like 2 or 3 hours for just banging on it, talking to herself and banging, then more talking to herself. Eventually, we heard the downstairs door open and we watched her leave. I lived on the second floor of an apartment building and my mom was out of town. So the next few days I go to work and I don't see her, which is good. Then about a week later, she comes in and she completely ignores me. She gets her random grapefruit and pretends to shop while me and a coworker are talking. She's wearing a backpack this time and she walks right in between me and my coworker. We were maybe 6 feet apart. She then turns to walk away and her backpack touches something on my cart. She turns around and starts screaming and throws all the boxes off my cart. A bunch of naked juices and some tomatoes and a few other things I don't recall. She starts saying that I grabbed her and that she wanted to talk to a manager, and so my coworker, this older guy in his 40s, tells me to go downstairs and just get away from the situation. I head downstairs and sit in the break room. And maybe 10 minutes later, I'm called up to the hallway where my store manager is talking to the girl. I see from the door that she leaves and he comes in the hallway to talk to me. "So this girl says you grabbed her and shoved her and that you were swearing at her." I explain what happened to the manager, so he goes and finds my coworker, then comes back to me after talking to the coworker. My manager comes in and looks at me. "You just need to sleep with her already." And then we kind of chuckle, and then he tells me don't worry about it and that she's just crazy. Eventually, she left me alone, but then my girlfriend started working with me, and the girl would come in to see me and her, and then go to her line to check out. Girlfriend was a cashier, and was always really rude to her. Eventually, she stopped coming around altogether, and from the looks of it, she's married to some 50-year-old man on Facebook, and she's only 24. This happened about 4 years ago, and I was 20 at the time. The first time I met with a guy who had become my grocery store stalker, he was standing outside the store, collecting money for the Salvation Army Christmas time donations. I'm a fairly friendly person, so I like to say hi to people who work at places I frequent to be nice. This guy was around my age, very tall, with a very mild resemblance to Lurch from the Addams Family. Dark circles under dark eyes, short black hair, and kind of a vacant look in his eyes. I chatted with him for maybe 2 minutes, just idle chit-chat about the weather and whatnot, nothing particularly memorable or interesting, and then waved goodbye and I went home. But little did I know, that single moment would be the start of something that would have me genuinely afraid. About 4 or 5 months passed by and I hadn't seen him again, but one day, as I was grocery shopping with a friend, when, as we were chatting, she suddenly gets really quiet and kind of recoiled backwards, looking behind me. I turned around to see this guy, who had to be at least 6'4", towering over me, not even 8 inches from my body. He said hi and told me he remembered me from that December day, Then he asked me for my number. With me being so young and never having experienced this type of interaction before, I told him I didn't have my number memorized, but that I would write his down and text him later. I kind of half waved my phone at him, pointing out my at the time boyfriend, whose picture was my wallpaper, making a point to say, "Oh look, that's my boyfriend," to the guy, hoping he would get the clue. But no luck. He told me his number, which immediately upon getting, I blocked, without letting him get my phone number. He leaned in real close and said in a low voice. He told me, "Whatever I text you is for your eyes only." At this point, I started to feel genuinely uncomfortable. I said, "Yeah, sure. Nice talking to you, but we gotta get back to shopping." And I grabbed my friend and dragged her off, shooting a panicked look at her and asking why she didn't bail me out. Apparently he scared her too, with him getting so close to me, and she didn't know what to do. I want to make it clear, I'm not exactly a small girl. At 5'8 and solidly built, I can certainly handle myself, and I very rarely feel intimidated or small in the presence of anyone, male or female. But this guy made me feel very tiny and scared. In the months that would follow, he would make me feel truly frightened. I had hoped that creepy interaction would be the last time I saw him, but that was unfortunately not the case. After that initial meeting with him saying that creepy thing about the text being for my eyes only, it seemed like I would run into him every single time that I went to the store. No matter what checkout lane I was in, he always seemed to appear near the end of it when I was finished shopping, and every time I was in the store, I would notice him out of the corner of my eye, watching me, no matter what area I was in. One time, I even caught him following me out to my car. At that point, I was too scared and I decided to say something to the managers. After letting them know what was going on, they assured me that they would tell him not to talk to me. After that, he wouldn't speak to me, but I would continue to see him following me around the store at a distance every time that I went up there. It got so bad, and I felt so frightened that I started to be afraid to go to this store at all, but I am one of those stubborn people who refuses to be intimidated by someone to the point where I'll stop doing something.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I had hoped that maybe it was a coincidence that he was following me. After all, it was a pretty big store, and maybe he just had things to do that just happened to be in the areas I was shopping in. So I started to pay close attention to my surroundings. Once I started really paying attention, I realized that literally every single time I was up there, I would constantly notice him in the areas of the store I was in. During my last encounter with him, I went up to the store to grab just 2 or 3 items I needed for dinner that night. And I first saw him standing outside the store when I got there. And with his back to me, I quickly ran inside, hoping he didn't see me. Unfortunately, a few minutes later, I saw him at the very back of the store. And with items in hand, I immediately made a beeline towards the front. As soon as I got near the checkout, I ducked behind one of the shelf displays and watched carefully at the front of the store to see if he would appear. And he did. I watched as he looked up and down the checkout, and when he didn't see me there, I saw him step outside. At this point, I quickly ran to the nearest open cashier and rang up my items and stuck my head out the door to look for him. I didn't see him there immediately, so I started trying to make my way back to where I was parked. I had parked a ways away near the side of the store where a bunch of other small stores and restaurants were lined up. And as I was walking towards my car, I realized I saw him standing by the entrance that I had first entered the store through. And so I ducked behind a pillar immediately, hoping he didn't see me. I watched carefully from behind the pillar, and as he scanned the parking lot, he obviously couldn't find me. After a minute or two, he started to walk out towards the direction of the parking lot. So I took that opportunity to make a run for it to my car, As soon as he was far enough away that I felt safe, as soon as I got into my car, I locked the doors, and to my horror, when I looked up, he was standing there about 15 feet from my car, the shopping cart in front of him. I knew he followed me, and he knew that I knew. I fully believe he had chased after me, and when I made it to my car, he grabbed the nearest car to make it look like he was collecting them from the parking lot. I remember just feeling absolutely terrified at that moment. I went home and immediately told my grandfather about what happened. I began crying and shaking, and my grandpa told me to get in the car and that we were going to settle this. He and I drove up to the store in his car, and he walked me into the store and demanded we spoke with the managers immediately, both of them. When the managers arrived at customer service, he asked me to tell them about what had been happening. My grandpa demanded that they ensure he left me alone or that he would involve the police. The managers swore up and down that they would take care of it. As far as I know, he wasn't fired immediately, because my friend who first encountered him with me when this whole thing began told me that she would see him from time to time when she was there by herself, but that any time I went with her, she would never see him. I fully believe he knew whenever I was there, only this time instead of stalking me, he avoided me. Eventually, everyone who knew the situation stopped seeing him there, so I think he may have gotten fired or moved on from that store. Either way, I haven't had any issues since, but I've never in my life felt so afraid of another human being as I did that day, seeing him make eye contact with me in the parking lot as I locked my doors. It still creeps me out to think that he was watching me so closely every time I entered the store that he could so easily avoid or follow me whenever he wanted. For context, I was 16 years old at the time and also very short and skinny, probably the least threatening person you could imagine. I just got my first ever job as a checkout girl at one of the supermarkets in my small town, which I was actually really excited about. Also, I live in England. When I finished my first year at college, I found myself agreeing to every overtime shift that I possibly could. To be precise, I ended up working either 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., or sometimes 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every weekday. Sure, I had regular customers, like the drunken tramps of the town who were always very nice and easy to talk to, despite the smell they emitted, but there was one man who I eventually noticed was coming in every single day, at the same time, sometimes more than once. He was an Indian man, about 30 years old, and he had a receding hairline, and absolutely always wore horribly patterned shorts with socks and sandals. He always wore shorts that looked out of place. His collection of Hawaiian shirts were very ugly indeed. Nobody who's completely normal would wear that, right? No matter how long my queue of customers was, he'd make sure to join it. If there was three people in the queue during their big weekly shop, he would join in on the end, despite always having a basket with never more than four items in it. I thought nothing of it the first few times. I would always just chit-chat because that's kind of part of the job. He seemed to really like to talk to me, but then again, some elderly people came in just to talk, so I dismissed that. I realized something was up when he began asking me, every day, what time I finished that night. I would always tell him that I finished at 11 at night, by which time the supermarket was shut, just because I usually fear the worst. My fears were confirmed a month and a half or so later when he came to my aisle as usual, but this time seeming to be annoyed. He was shouting, "I've waited outside for you at 11:15 every night for the last week. I didn't see you, not once. I checked both exits. You've lied to me." Creep alert much. I hate to say this, but I was scared, so I apologized and mumbled something about being allowed to leave early all the days, which he must have waited. In general, I hated upsetting people, no matter how creepy or weird, but I've learned my lesson now. On another occasion, he asked me for my number, to which I told him I didn't have one. He seemed frustrated and replied, "Come on, you must have some way I can contact you. What about a landline?" To which I ever so sneakily gave him the supermarket I worked for his number. After these incidents reoccurring for about 2 months, I told my supervisors who kindly would look out for him, and upon seeing him join my till, they would come and take over and let me briefly run away. I didn't want to tell anyone at first because I was new to the job and I was reluctant to cause a scene. One of the supervisors told me he handed in a bunch of flowers for me at the customer service desk on a few occasions. Another one of my supervisors informed me that he would often come in on the rare occasion that I wasn't working and look around for me and perhaps ask someone if I was working. And when he would hear that I wasn't working, he would leave without buying anything. Sometimes I'd see him in the supermarket after that, but he would never talk to me because I would run and hide somewhere in the store. I stopped doing so much overtime shortly after anyway, as I returned to college after the summer to study a new course. It didn't all end there though. There's only one way to walk into town from my house, which I frequent a lot. There also used to be a small shop I'd walk past on the way, which seemed to sell bags, suitcases, and phone cases that were all generally rather tacky and ugly. I'd never been in this shop, I'd just seen the window displays. This is important later. I'd always walk home with headphones in, which I now understand is a big mistake. One day I was shuffling home from a day at college, on a rare hot day in England with no headphones in. I could hear someone walking behind me, but out of not wanting to look rude, I held my phone up in front of me like a mirror to see who it was. So sneaky. Anyway, it was my old friend from the checkout, staring straight at me. I don't think he knew that I knew he was behind me yet, though. Despite being 5 minutes from my house, I didn't want to run home and have him know where I lived. Instead, I thought the best idea would be to walk quickly and hide. So that's what I did. I sped up my pace, and once I got around the corner where he was a few meters behind, I quite literally darted into a bush. Peering out of it, I saw him as he turned the corner. He looked around, slightly confused, and then I heard him shout to someone I couldn't see. "Where is she? Where did she go?" To which a man with a similar accent and with broken English replied that he didn't know. I hid there until they walked past in the direction that they'd come from. Then I ran off home. I never once told my parents that any of this was happening, and I know that's naive. A week later, I was packing my suitcase for my family holiday, which was a fortnight away, when I broke the zipper to my suitcase. My dad said he'd come to the shitty bag or suitcase phone case shop with me to get a new one because it was close to our house. Upon entering, I saw my old friend once again. It was his shop. I tried to remain calm as my parents didn't know about him, and also largely because I was a wimp and somehow I convinced myself it was all a misunderstanding. I avoided further eye contact and pointed out a suitcase to my dad and told him I was going to wait outside because I was hot. I was shaking with nerves. Everything made a lot more sense now. He'd known when I was working because in order to get to work, I'd have to walk past his shop. And that was how he followed me home that time, too. I reckon he followed me more than once, though, because like I said, that was the one time I forgot my headphones. When me and my dad got home, I explained everything to him. To me, my dad's pretty scary. He's an ex-football thug, if you will, who changed his ways when he met my mom. He went straight back to that shop, and from what he said, he had a bloody good word with that guy and knocked some sense into him. Whenever I had to go to town for the next week, I'd get a lift off one of my parents or my brother. Then, when we returned from our 3 week holiday, the shop and flat above it, where he must have lived, was boarded up. I haven't seen this creepy man since, and I've gained a lot more confidence in the year and a bit since this all happened. I can't believe he was so close by the whole time. Likewise, I can't believe I was so stupid to walk around, obliviously, with headphones in the midst of all this. And also, I regret not telling anyone sooner. I can't believe I just passed it all off because I didn't want to cause a scene. The police never got involved, most likely because my stalker was highly unlikely to report that he'd been beaten up by my dad for stalking me around for 7 months. I went to university in a really small town, less than 5,000 people. The majority of the population is made up of students, but of course there are also locals. I never had any problem with the locals before, but they could be a tad strange. So anyways, about 7 months ago, I was at the grocery store around 6 p.m. buying food for dinner. I was in the dairy aisle looking for cottage cheese. We were making lasagna, when, from behind me, this man asked why I was buying cottage cheese, which was kind of weird. I turn around and there is a man standing there, probably in his late 40s, early 50s, with a long greasy ponytail and dirty clothes. Something about him made me uncomfortable. However, I try to be polite, and I'm a little too nice, so I engage in the conversation with him. I'm making lasagna tonight, and the recipe calls for it. That's when he said, "I'm a professional chef. Let me tell you, you should not be using cottage cheese. You should be using ricotta." So I said thanks for the advice and I picked up the ricotta. I was about to walk away when he continued the conversation. He was going on about these really weird things, like how he used to have a white tiger as a pet, and how he makes homemade hot sauce out of his home. At this point, I'd probably been standing there listening to him for 20 minutes. "Do you like hot sauce?" he asked. "Yeah, sure, sometimes." "Well, then you should come to my place and make some with me. I just live up the mountain." No thank you, it's okay. The man starts getting really pushy and trying to persuade me to go to his house. Finally, this woman who was overhearing our weird conversation and could see I was getting very unnerved said it was time for him to be on his way. He then proceeds to give me his business card, which I may add was clearly homemade on regular printer paper and cut with scissors. He tells me to call him whenever I want to make hot sauce or have a drink. He went to the cash register to pay for his stuff, and I watched to make sure he left before going to pay for my things. When I walked out of the grocery store, he was standing outside waiting for me. Now, I'm really freaked out, and I have a good 15-minute walk ahead of me. He asked me how I was getting home, and I didn't want to say I was walking, so I told him I was going to catch a cab. "Oh, we'll share a cab," he said. "No." "Just share a cab with me," he said. He was starting to get angry, so I flagged down a cab and I jumped in. He tries to get in the back, but I tell the cab driver that I don't know this man. I don't want him sharing a cab with me, so he tells him to get lost. As we are driving away, I can hear him yell, "You dumb bitch." I'm pretty shaken up at this point. The driver drops me off at my house, and when I get out, I see a car with the creepy man from the grocery store in it, parked two houses down. He not only followed me to my house, but also had a car of his own. There was no reason for him to want to take a taxi with me. Now I was super scared and I hurried inside. Thank God my two other roommates were both home. I told him everything that happened. One of my roommates' boyfriend was on his way over, so we decided to wait for him to get there before we did anything else. But he just stayed there in his car, watching our house for a good 15 minutes. When he saw my friend's boyfriend show up, he drove away and I never saw him since. I then remembered that he gave me his business card and I wanted to look him up online. First of all, the business card was for some photoshopping company, not a chef. I typed the name and business into Google and nothing came up. His name did not exist and the company didn't exist. I reported this incident to the police, but they said there was not much they could do since he technically didn't do anything. I'm not sure if this is related or not, but I have a gut feeling it was. Less than a week later, my roommates had class at 8:30 a.m. and I was still sleeping since I didn't have class until noon. I guess whoever last left forgot to lock the door. About an hour after they left, I woke up to the front door being closed, thinking it was just one of my roommates. I thought the door would have been locked, so whoever it was would have needed a key. I just stayed in bed. I heard someone go into my roommate's room right next to mine and thinking it was her. But then a few moments later, I hear someone try my door. I lock it when I sleep at night, but I was so tired I didn't want to get up and open it, so I just pretended to be asleep. Well, thank God for that, because none of my roommates were actually home and it was actually an intruder.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I heard whoever it was leave through the back door, which I thought was weird, so I got up and got dressed, and when I went out, no one was there. But it turns out, whoever it was stole my roommate's laptop and a picture that we had in our living room of us four girls, which is extremely creepy. I reported all this to the police, but we never really heard anything back from it. I had lots of trouble sleeping and feeling safe in my own house after this incident. To this day, this experience creeps me out, and I do not want to imagine what would have happened if I opened my bedroom door to whoever was knocking.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.